This is the Malin Slice of Life podcast for February 3rd, 2006. I'd like to thank Mr. Jamie Pauls of the Access Watch podcast for recommending the Magnatune.com music website where you can download MP3 files and use them in your podcasts. You can do this for free if you're a podcaster, I understand, but I've actually bought 3 albums so far. They have quite a selection, and it's quite a fairly easy site to navigate. I have PayPal, so it was just a matter of me figuring out where to click. Again, that's Magnatune. I'd also like to thank Hope Povenmeyer of the Audio Mirror podcast, Mary Emerson of the G-Rated podcast. The Audio Mirror podcast, I believe, is musicofhope.libsyn.com/RSS. And the G-Rated podcast is emerson.libsyn.com/RSS. If you'd like more contact information, you can visit our website at www.malynwritone.com/podcast.html. And I hope you enjoy this podcast. It only took me about 15 takes to do this intro. Thanks. Well, of course, I forgot to tell you something. The album is Prospects by Chris Jurgensen. I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly. It's capital J-U-E-R-G-E-N-S-E-N, and this is the title track. Good evening. I've wanted to do a demonstration of this service, the Audiobooks Pay-Per-Listen service, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I am, you know, the world's greatest at it yet, and we may indeed hear some of my laminated finger or keystrokes, if you will, throughout this little demonstration, but I'm going to try to show you that it is indeed a fine service that offers MP3 books, which of course you now know, or well, I should never assume, but they play very well on the WS, are they still S's? The WS320M series. That would be the WS300 series. Maria has the 320M, as some of you are aware. And I put on a book by Rose Connors called Absolute Certainty. Well, in browsing many pages, I finally decided, you know, I am just going to go through the categories. So, Maria is a true crime lover. She watches Investigative Reports, I think it's called, with Bill Curtis. If I'm getting that all wrong, please excuse me. But I know he has a show, and she likes cold case files and anything that has to do with detectives and that kind of thing and solving murders. So, we read a lot of Patricia Cornwell's books and so forth. And we'd previously been getting our books from Audible. But as we are all aware now, Audible has changed into a completely different animal. And I just wanted something that was simple enough for me to buy a book and read a book. That's all I wanted to do. I also wanted to be able to download books to my Bookport on my own laptop computer. I'm able to do it on Maria's computer, possibly because when I hooked up the Bookport, there was no problem. It activated, not a problem.
But now every time I want to download a book from Audible, it has to be from Maria's account. And I haven't had the strength, frankly, to call Audible and figure out what I have to do so that I can also use the Audible service on my Bookport.
Without any hassles. So, I actually created a PayPal account because you do have to do that, as with Libsyn. And it's fairly simple, actually. You log in, which I've done, and then you can browse their stacks, if you will. Okay? So I'm going to turn up Shelly, and I hope she's low enough.
I really meant slow enough, not low enough. And I thought I was relatively awake when I did this recording.
I am indeed one of those folks who needs the speech on a moderate rate, or at a moderate late rate. And it is late. That's why I'm sounding a little weird. Okay, so I'm going to return to a book that I found, another Rose Connor's book, and I determined with a little quick Excel math that it was going to be about 8 hours of reading thereabouts. And it's full length. Instead of saying unabridged here, they say full length. So I basically went to their browse section, which gives you categories. Let's
All
see.
tab, paper, listen, and electronic download service of.
Okay, now they seem to have a few hundred books at least. I don't know whether the service is new or whatever, or how new it is rather, but I will do an alt left arrow
Back.
to go
Browse
back.
downloadable audio.
Browse downloadable, let's see.
Link Crime.
Okay,
General.
stop it. Link Crime. So let's see if I'm still on Crime.
General.
Nope. Okay.
Ship tab, classical literature tab, general link tab, crime link.
Okay, and I'm going to enter on that.
Enter. Page has 19 links. Visited link graphic return to audiobooks, period.
Okay, and now it takes us to the one book, believe it or not. I don't understand how there's one book because the absolute certainty was here, but the first book they have up here is something called Temporary Sanity or something. In any case,
Paper, listen, and electronic download service of audiobooks.com.
okay, I wanted you to hear that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the letter N.
Search by title.
We don't want to search by title.
By Mark Twain.
And no, nothing by Mark Twain, thank you.
Set in the Old West, his story of a man.
Okay, it gives us Mark Twain. And I'm going to go down a little bit.
And just to prove me absolutely cuckoo, there were, of course, three entries here.
Blank. Link Great Detective Stories DL.
Great Detective Stories.
By Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe, that's lovely.
Performed by Arthur Conan Doyle, 74 minutes, full length.
Wonderful.
An audio blank order blank pose apostrophe the per blank blink graphic thumbs 078618.
Now the thumbs are the instead of saying book cover, I believe these are the thumbs. They're thumbnails of the book covers.
Link Temporary Sanity, a crime novel DL.
Link Temporary Insanity, a crime novel DL, and DL, I'm thinking, stands for download. So I go down a little bit and I listen to it.
By Rose Connors.
Rose Connors.
Performed by Bernadette Dunn, 510 minutes, full length.
Now it almost sounded as if they said Bermadette.
ERFO.
Oh, I don't know.
Connors. Performed by Bermadette.
Yes.
BERM.
I was having trouble figuring out the keystroke to just read a character. Okay.
Fine. It sounds like M. So let's. I don't know what they were doing there, but in any case, it's performed by the same woman who read the last book. So I'm going to go down and listen. The books are really inexpensive here, but I found some interesting, an interesting anomaly, if you will, tonight as I was going down the list of books. Sometimes the book would be $20, and then the audiobook download would be $24. Now, that didn't happen very often, but it was, you know, made my eyebrow raise just a bit.
Blackstone Audiobooks, 27.
I must tell you that Blackstone Audio is definitely one of the publishers in profusion here on this in this download area. Another one is Naxos. At least that's the way Jaws is pronouncing it. So,
Link order.
Okay, so link order. If you go farther down, though.
Length. A brilliant new legal thriller set on colorful Cape Cod from the author whose debut novel, Absolute Certainty, won raves for its fresh voice and its passion for the law. Length. When can a citizen become a killer?
Okay, so it reads, you know, a little summary of the book. And I'm going to go back up to the order link and see if I can remember the how to do this.
Length, passion for a brilliant length, link order.
Okay, by the way, I forgot to listen, but I think it was $17.
Blackstone performed by Rose Connors.
Okay.
Performed by Bernadette Dunn, 510 minutes, full length. Blackstone Audiobooks, $27.45. Your cost download, $17.
Okay,
and
good. So, they, you know, whacked off about $10. We like it. All right.
Link order.
I'm going to enter on order. And one thing about this site.
Enter.
2%.
Is it PHP does not.
HTML image audiobooks colon.
Okay. It does not keep your information. You have to put it in each time. At least that's what I'm finding. So I'm going to go down with my arrow key. And here, well, actually, I'm going to do a control home.
Audiobooks.
And then I'm going to come down.
Image map link PHP. Visit
okay,
image map. Image map link. Image map link. Image map link. Guest visit.
A lot of image maps here.
Length. Heading level 1. Title selected.
Okay, title selected.
Link graphic return to paper. Listen.
No, we don't want to do that.
You have selected one electronically downloadable audiobook. Electronically downloadable audiobooks are not shipped to you.
Well, no.
Please continue with the completion of your order.
Good.
Your order will be processed through audiobooks.com.
We intend to do that.
When your payment has been processed, we will then notify you via email, including simple instructions.
I've been sitting here all night without a piece of email coming through, and now I get a sound that the piece of email has come in. Lovely.
We estimate that your download selection will be available no later than Sunday 01:29, 8 p.m. PST.
Now, generally, I have to tell you that a watched pot never boils. But ever since I started ordering, and this is only going to be the fourth book that I'm ordering, it takes only maybe an hour to come through. So.
Length. Visited link graphic sale bag images sale
right,
collection.
Sale bag.
You are entitled to a special sale collection.
Yeah, they're offering me Harry Potter, but I have read. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. They were offering Harry Potter before. Now they're probably offering something else.
Visited link, click here. Visited link, continue shopping.
No.
Left bracket, link edit selections. Left bracket, link complete order.
Link complete order. Now that sounds like what I want.
Enter. Ship to destinations. Ship to destinations.
Okay, now it makes you go through this whole ship to thing, but I found that if I get my list of links with insert F7.
Links list I.
And hit the letter U.
U. United States.
It goes right to it, so I'm going to enter.
Enter.
Of course.
Page has 10 links. Ordered by first name. Edit last name. At first.
And it has you put in everything here.
Ordered
I
by.
Don't remember how accessible the form is, so I'm just going to hit this a few times so that we can find out. I'm going to hit the letter F.
First name, edit.
Sounds good to me. Enter.
Enter. Forms mode on. LYNNETTE.
Tab.
Tab. Last name, edit. TATUM.
Tab.
Tab. Street address, edit.
Yep.
133 Z.
Why they make us go through this when it's not going to be shipped, we don't know, but.
FIFTHAVENUE.
Probably because they want some kind of mailing address to mail it if they weren't able to. Complete the order, I guess.
Tab, city, edit. M-E-W, spit, Y-O-R-K, tab, state, list box, Alabama.
Okay, I'm just going to hit N's, as we all know and love.
N, Nebraska, N, Nevada, N, New Hampshire.
Whatever state we're going to hit.
N, New Jersey, N, New Mexico, N, New York.
Okay.
Tab, or province, edit.
No.
Tab, country, list box, United States.
Thankfully, it's there.
Tab, zip, postal code, edit.
Okay.
10026, tab, first name, edit.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I should turn this off a bit, because I think this is the section that asks you for the information if the shipping is different. But if you move, you know, up and down with the arrow keys.
Forms mode off. Virtual PC.
I'm going to
edit 10026. Blank. First name. Edit. Last name. Edit. Blank. Street address. Edit. Blank. City. Edit. State. List box 051.
Okay, well.
Blank. Country.
Didn't give me anything.
Link United States. Click to check.
But I think that's where it is.
Zip. Edit. Your contact information. Please provide two methods of contact. We recommend that you provide your email address so that we may electronically advise.
Yes, we're going to do that.
You have this blank. Your email. Edit. Enter forms mode. SUPRLYNNE at EATLIN.
Now, what's interesting is you don't hear everything. I don't know whether it's my keyboard.
Home.
But.
SUPERLYNNE at EARTHLHLINKNET.
Okay.
Tab, phone, edit.
All right. Now I've put in my phone.
Tab, fax, edit.
Don't have a fax.
Tab, gift email, edit.
There's no gift email.
Tab, please note here any unique delivery or packet.
And there are no unique delivery messages or anything, or instructions.
Tab, here link. Tab, then use the back button on your...
It's very descriptive, a here link.
Tab, continue button.
All right, I'm going to continue with an enter.
Enter, forms mode off, PHP navigate, HTML audio books.
Okay, now here's where it gets a little funky, but I think... The first one is the one we want. There are a bunch of radio buttons here. Now I'm going to do an insert 5 to bring up the forms.
Select the form field dialog. List
this
box.
Is the one?
Special instruct. Continue button.
Okay.
Homes.
All right.
Escape.
Let's see what we have here.
Image map link PA.
There should be a heading, I think.
Heading level 1, calculate your shipping.
Okay, calculate my shipping costs, and there aren't any shipping costs. So I'm going to hit B.
Continue button.
And enter.
Enter.
1%.
Payment options.
I love that
100%.
Option. Okay, now we get to the nitty-gritty, which is what they really want to know. And, of course, I'll just pause and put in the information here. I will tell you that they are friendly with the heading, so I'm going to press H again.
Heading level 3, special instructions.
Okay.
Wrapping to top. Heading level 1, payment options.
Payment options. Come on down.
Blank. There are 4 ways that you may submit your payment information to us. Blank. Secured electronic transaction and dash. The majority of our customers prefer this option. Your preferred credit card is transmitted to us via our secured encrypted system that protects and prevents any unauthorized disclosure or use. This is the fastest and most secure way to ensure your order is into the queue for processing.
Okay.
Blank.
Actually, I hadn't read all that. That's a good thing that I'm doing this.
Via fax and dash, you may process.
So it gives you all of this. And then, this is where I should do my insert F5.
Select the form field dialog. List box. Pick the payment option that best suits your needs. Pay via secured electronic transaction. Radio button not checked.
Okay, I'm going to enter to check it.
Enter. Radio button not checked. 1 of 4. Pick the payment option that best suits your needs. Pay via secured electronic transaction. Radio button not checked.
1 of 4. Checked.
Forms.
I've always wondered why it does all of that to tell you that it's, you know, at first it's not checked, and at the very end it's checked. Okay. Anyway, so let us go on. Because I'm not sure what comes next, whether they actually want the credit card here or not.
F.
Maybe not. Okay, hold on.
Forms mode off.
Okay, let's see.
Pick the payment option. Pick the payment option.
Okay, they make you go through all that.
Pick the payment special instructions.
No special instructions.
Continue with order 208.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Oh, it gives you the name. Continue with order. Let's see.
Continue.
All right, continue. And if you read line...
Continue with order 280,106-970,280.
Okay, thank you so much.
Enter.
2%. 100%.
All right.
Page has two headings. Audio
now
books.
Now they actually... Hush. I'm going to go to the top.
Audio books. Credit.
I'm going to press heading again.
Heading level 1. Credit card information.
Okay, so now here's where they actually want the credit card number, I do believe. So let's see if I hit F.
You have selected to pay by credit card. Please provide your credit card information. We suggest you print this page as your receipt. Visa
okay.
Radio button not checked.
So
1-4.
Visa radio button not checked, and I'm going to do a down arrow.
Visa radio button not checked 2-4. Discover radio button not checked 3-4. MasterCard.
Okay, I'm going to pause here for a second and go through these radio buttons to put in my information for my credit card, which, of course, you don't want. Now, to my knowledge, I'm ready to submit this order. And why this WS is moving around, I don't know. Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Now, all right, so I'm on the button.
Submit.
And I'm going to enter.
Enter.
2%.
Audiobooks.com visited link traffic.
100.
Okay, and then, again to the top.
Audiobooks, your receipt.
And that's what you get.
Heading level 1, your receipt.
Your receipt. And I usually save it.
Control D.
It tells you everything and... but it not only gives it to you here or offers, you know, you the opportunity to save it in your favorites or save it however you like it, but if I go to my email, I might just have at least this much saying that I have indeed, you know, it's going through the process, so.
Start
or ordered a book.
E. Leaving menus. Outlook Express.
I'm going to...
F5, Outlook Express dial.
All right.
Unread. Mm-hmm. Order this audiobooks order confirmation.
There you go. There's an order confirmation. Now, this is where the watched pot, you know, doesn't boil. What I'll probably do is, it's, 10:43. So, I'll probably, if I'm awake, come back at 11 and see if I've received the PPL email, which tells me that I have indeed, well, I do have a download, and it gives you some instructions on how to download it. Now, I will tell you that I have had a bit of fun. What they do is instead of giving the name of the book, they give you these long, concerned numbers. And, well, I you know, when you have 3 or 4 books, it's not horrible, although it's not very convenient either. But, you know, I can see myself trying to go through this library and trying to figure out what book. Now, folks out there who are a bit more adept at doing this and remembering things and so forth will do much better with this. But I find the site wonderful because it does offer MP3 format books, and I'm certain there are other sites out there that offer them on CD, but so far this is the only one I've found that offers direct downloads of MP3 books. So I'll be back when this is done. So I'm going to stop this recording, and then when the other recording comes through, maybe I'll let you hear me fumbling through trying to actually get the book. Once you open the page with the downloads, and they're all in a row, and they tell you the name of the book, and it says blah of blah, or 1 of 8, or whatever it is, that part is so simple. It's just scary. But actually getting to the book is another story. So maybe what I would have to do is listen for the actual name of that whole long number, that order number, because maybe that corresponds to the book. But we'll see. All right. is amazing. I didn't even wait 15 minutes, and I just happened to check my mail, because I was definitely going to do that before I turned in. And I have...
Unread. Turn it up a little. Audiobooks. Com. Paper. Listen. Downloadable audiobook.
Downloadable audiobook. So here we go. I'm going to enter.
Enter.
Of course.
Alt. X.
All right. And if anybody knows how to keep this window maximized for the messages, you know, let me know. And I thank you wholeheartedly in advance. So here we go.
This is to confirm that we have established for pickup the following electronic downloadable audiobook for you through the services of Pepperliston.com and MediaTunnel.com.
And MediaTunnel, okay.
Blank. Temporary Sanity, a crime novel MP3 CD by Rose Connors.
Okay, so now it says an MP3 CD, but that doesn't mean anything.
Performed by Bernadette Dunn.
There they have it spelled correctly.
-07861892.
Now I have to make a note of this.
Space, number, dash, space, zero, space, 07861892 07.
Well, I don't know if that's going to help me any, but...
Blank. Connect to http://pepperliston.com to download your electronic audiobook.
Okay.
Blank. Log in with your email address.
All right. And then it proceeds to give my email address and my password. So let's go to...
Blank. Connect to http://pepperliston.
I'm trying to figure out...
Now, as I'm arrowing down, it's supposed to say link, http://. But for some inexplicable reason, it decided I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to have Lynette hunt around and have her try to copy and paste and do all manner of you know, maneuverings to get to this link, which I did get to, but, well, I'll leave it at that.
Now, the silly thing didn't say it was a link when I was marching down, but it is a link, so I'm going to enter on it. And what I did was, I did a down arrow,
to download your electronic
and I heard
book.
That part of it, so I did an up arrow in the hopes.
Visited link, HTTP.
And it tells me visited link. Okay, I should have known.
Enter. http://pepperliston.com, Microsoft Internet.
Okay, I'm going to maximize.
Alt X, leaving menus.
And if I'm not mistaken, paper. Here I'm going to log in. And when you get to the site, you have to look for the login link. So that's what I did.
Enter. Page has 15 links.
Now I'm going to do that. So it says, logging you into Paper Listen, hang tight. Now, once we get here, we have to go to our library. So I'm going to do that with an insert F7 because it's a link.
Links list dialog. Why? Your library.
Nicely labeled here.
Enter.
1%. 100%.
Page has 20 links of.
Okay.
Alt X. Leaving.
Now here's where the fun starts. You know, I wish that they would, you know, put the books in some sort of order, but they really aren't. So let's see.
No more headings. Huh?
No more headings. So I'm gonna come on down.
Blank. Visited. Link. Graphic. Visited. Link. Graphic. Change your font. Link.
We don't want to change the font or anything.
Blank. Welcome to Berlin Earthlink.
Thank
link
you.
Logout. Blank. Search by title. Edit. Author. Edit. Search button. Blank. January 28, 2006. Blank. Library. Blank.
Okay. Here we go.
Table with 3 columns and 2 rows. Blank. Link graphic PPL audiobooks. Com 07861039X folder.
We have no clue what it is.
Link 07861039X. Graphic new downloads in this category added today.
Yeah, new categories added today. Or new something.
Blank. Graphic new downloads in this category added today.
Okay, now I... Maybe that was what it was.
Link 07861039.
So I'm going to enter on that, and hopefully that'll be temporary insanity or sanity or...
Enter.
Whatever it is.
1%. 100%.
Page has 26 links. Visited link graphic return to audiobooks.com. Visited
well,
link graphic home. Link for car.
I'm not sure it was. Let's see.
Link, come on down. Welcome link logout. Plan. Search by edit. Author. Edit. Search book. Jack plan. Table with plan. Link view entire log. Nested. Plan. Nested. Plan. Audio book. Zip plan. Tales from Shakespeare.
Whoops.
Plan. This audio book has four sections.
Tales from Shakespeare. So that wasn't it.
Back. 0786103 99X.
All right. Come on down.
Graphic new downloads in this category.
Oh,
added to plan. Four. Plan. Tales from Shakespeare by Charles and Mary Lamb. Plan. Link graphic PPL audiobooks. Com 0786189207.
I'm gonna come on
Link
down.
0786189.
I'm gonna enter on that one.
Enter. Page has 38 links. Visited link graphic return to audiobooks.com. Audiobooks.
Okay.
Link visit.
I might have struck gold here.
Link new car. Plan. Welcome super link. Link.
Thank you so much.
Edit, off edit. Search button. Plan. January.
Now I really can do a tab here.
Tab. View entire library.
Tab
link.
Again.
Tab. Temporary sanity of C01 of 08.
There it is.
MP3 link.
There it is. Okay. So, temporary insanity. I'm going to read that again.
Control I. Favorites 3.
Oh, that's not what I meant to do. Oh, no.
Escape.
Okay, let me do
Control
that
I.
again. I meant to do Caps Lock I. I have to get used to this laptop keyboard. I tend to want to hit the control instead of the Caps Lock.
Link temporary sanity of C01 of 08. MP3.
Okay. Great. Now, when I enter on that, let's hope we get the download box.
Enter.
We did. And I have found that by doing Alt-S...
Alt-S. File download dialog. Save.
I'm going to move to my audiobooks folder.
Alt-I. Save in. Combo. Open list box. Download.
And I will tell you why I'm doing it individually in a minute.
M. My computer. M. My documents. Enter. My docket. Tab. Tab. Toolbar. My tab. Folder view. List view. Not selected audiobooks. Audiobooks.
Space.
Space. Enter. Audiobooks.
And then Alt-S, because I'll keep the name. But just to hear it, I'll do an Alt-N, which will take me right to the file name area.
Alt-N.
Well, it should have anyway.
Tab. Hidden checkbox not checked.
What is this hidden business?
Escape.
Oh, something was open. Excuse me. Okay, so. Interestingly enough, my Enter has been opening up a properties box, and then I have to hit Enter again.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not select.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tab.
Tab. File name. Edit combo. Temporary sanity of C01 of 08.
Okay.
MP3.
Zero light.
Lovely. And I'm going to do an Alt-S.
Alt-S.
0%.
Close.
Now, I do them one at a time because I tried to 16%. Download them all at one time. One time.
32%.
And it was just ridiculous. It,
49%.
It didn't... My computer didn't know they were MP3 files. I had to. It was just a mess. So I said, you know what? I don't care. If I don't have the, you know, the time to download, excuse me, the time to download them all, then I will, you know, then I'll do it later. Okay, it's finished. Now we're going to
tab open button.
No.
I thought I'd be a little daring and just give you 2 seconds of the book, really nothing. But I decided that I did not want to be on the wrong end of any litigious action. So, what can I tell you? You know, I do have some respect for the law.
But that's it. And what I generally do or have been doing in the recent past is just going one right after the other and downloading them, bum, 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 bum. Later on, you can do whatever you like with them, put them wherever you need. But that is the audiobooks pay-per-listen service. And I hope you have some time to check it out and maybe find a book or two. The one thing I did notice was that they have a lot of they have Shakespeare. Well, I did get Tales of Shakespeare, but it wasn't what I thought it would be. They have a lot of the books, you know, that are in public domain, but that are read in either unabridged or performed. And they don't say read. They say performed, by the way. So they have Aesop's Fables, Canterbury Tales, tales of Sherlock Holmes, what is the guy, Robin Hood, I was going to say the guy in Sherwood Forest, all of that, Huckleberry Finn, you name it. And then they have some contemporary stuff, such as what I'm listening to right now. All right, folks, take care and have an excellent whatever you're going to have.